repeated myself, or I used two words when I could use one. And so by using simple words and not using many of them, I've tried to find a sort of, you know, sort of, I don't know, spiritual growth on the hurry up, really. You can read one of my books, you know, on the train to work, and you can get a lot out of it because it doesn't waffle on. I get straight to the point. And also I try to put humor in all of my books because in the end, life through this earth plane, I mean, it's an immense experience. And I think if you want to keep it light and breezy, you have to laugh at yourself and laugh at the world.
Indeed. And one thing I noticed about this book is that chapter two, which seemed to be a cornerstone in a lot of other people's self-help material.
Yes.
And the title is The Power Hungry and The Power Starved. It seemed to me to be a stepping stone for healthy boundaries, for relationships, and things like that, even family relationships. And you talk about standing straight etherically and not leaning. And that's a very powerful thing that a lot of people picked up from this book. And I thought it was interesting. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Well, The whole leaning thing is disastrous because, you know, like if you're chasing after a girl and you're kind of leaning into it and you're pestering her and you're calling her and stuff like that, she doesn't want you because you're pushing against her. And she'll go with another guy who doesn't want her because she's leaning into him. So it's like when you lean into money, it kind of hops up the road in front of you like Oedipus's crow. It's like the fact that you're chasing money, the desperation puts people off and they don't buy your stuff or hire you to do whatever it is you're offering and so forth. So to push emotionally, and in pushing emotionally, you move the very thing that you want away from yourself.
That's right. Yes, and you wrote that it reminds them of their own desperation.
Yeah, well, desperation. You know, when somebody's desperate, you kind of say no even before you find out what they want. Because you know it's going to be an imposition, and because they're putting their disquiet upon you and their dysfunction and their troubles and so forth, and you just don't want it. So when I say stand vertical, stand straight etherically, that means don't push against things. Just be there and state what you have and what you'd like and what's on offer and stuff without having a big emotion about it. And then people come to you because they see this massive, quiet, silent strength that's inside of you. And those techniques are sort of, you know, delineated in the book, you know, one after the next, like little bullet points. Be absolutely calm. And when you don't need anything is when you'll get the most, absolutely the most. That's it. It's when you don't want it, then it allows you to be free. And it's like, of course, you'd like some more money, but you're not pushing for it. And so, like, for example, I do a lot of what I've started doing recently, hands-on healing. And I tell them, people, listen, the hands-on healing is free. And I do them at a sacred well and other places and so forth. And it's really just the power of the light, you know, and it goes through their skin and their bones and it fixes them up. Mm. And I tell them, hey, you know, if you want to make a donation, fine. But if you don't and you don't have any money and you're broke, it's absolutely fine because the issue here isn't money. The issue in these healings that I do is to offer people a second chance. And that's it. So when you go to somebody and they're not charging you anything and they're not hustling for the donation and, you know, they're not asking you for anything. They're just saying, here's a healing and here's your second chance. Would you like it? Mm. And so that's very much part of silent power. It's sort of knowing that like, you aren't going to go broke. Things will come in and things, it'll all be all right. But pushing, you'll irritate the girlfriend and she'll disappear, or the boyfriend. And you'll irritate your relatives and you'll irritate your supporters and the people that would, you know, like pull out a little effort to help you and so forth. It's very much a matter of knowing how to be calm and secure and knowing that you can go the other way. There's a wonderful text. I don't know, Kami must be one of the Taoist writers, but he says, you know, when everybody cries, laugh. And, you know, that's essentially the same thing as silent power. And go the other way. Don't buy the emotion. Come from your love. Come from your humanity. And come from these small, silent, inexpensive pleasures. You know, the pleasure of being in a park, watching the dogs play, you know, I don't know, an inexpensive cup of coffee in a five-star hotel or whatever. Maybe it's an expensive cup of coffee, but I'm talking about like it's a couple of $3.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, you know, knowing the few things that make you really happy. Hey, if you love playing your drums, there's a sign of power in playing your drums, even though it's making a lot of noise. But it's you inside, the etheric beauty of who you are.
And thank you for really describing Chapter 2, The Power Hungry and The Power Starved. And that is in the book Silent Power that we're offering for a $60 pledge. We call 212-209-2950. We will send this to you for a $60 pledge. I wanted to also, you address psychic protection, and that was a big deal for me as well.
And before we get to that part of the interview on psychic protection, I need for you to make your phone call to show your support at this moment, 212-209-2950. We did get a few calls in that first pitch when I reached out to you, but now is the opportunity, and I'm going to really give you a chance to make your phone call. Sometimes it is difficult to break away from the actual interview in order to get to the phone. So this is your chance at 212-209-2950 to make your pledge to WBAI. It's only a pledge of $60. That is not a lot for most of us, for some perhaps, and it has such a powerful value in what we're offering you. And this is the book Silent Power. It is concentrated. It's not a huge, huge book. There are maybe 100 pages within the book, but it is so concentrated and so precise that you will be able to use this. It gives you specific information on what to do, how to go about expanding your perception of the etheric world, how about strengthening your own inner spiritual body, how to protect yourself from things like psychic attacks and the like. But it's basically about what you need to do to be able to fully function in the world with your own power, your own base, the spirit that connects to all. It's a very succinct and very beautiful book, Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And we're asking you to pledge just $60, and that will help support WBAI, but it's a fair exchange because of the power that's packed into this volume. 212-209-2950 is your number to call to support WBAI, and to make that pledge of $60 for Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And, you know, he's someone who has transitioned. He unfortunately had a heart attack when he was 66 years old while driving through Ireland, and that was back in 2013. But he has had a very long and illustrious career, and he has lectured in New Thought churches, and he's also toured regularly with Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, and Louise Hay. And he has been a part of different kinds of programs with, you know, different cultural perspectives. He's been with hip-hop artists and slam poets. He's done educational forums at the Kennedy Center for the Arts. And he has done work as well on, has been endorsed by CNET as the top 10 list on human development gurus and the Times of India's Sunday Life section. So he's really traveled well, and he's been able to share this information. He's written a tremendous amount of books over the years, but he has a real power in what he's offering us through this book, Silent Power. And you can have this along with the CD of these interviews And they're beautiful interviews because we know that now he's gone. We're not able to make that connection on a at least in the realm of the physical. I'm sure he's still there in the spirit realm. But the work is here for us to use and to grow, to have it encourage us to find our connection and to find our center and not be swayed back and forth by the need to feed our egos. 212-209-2950, $60 pledge for Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And it really is a beautiful book because it teaches you how to connect with that deepest part of yourself and live from that authenticity. Chapter 1, The Getting of Wisdom. Chapter 2, The Power Hungry, The Power Starved. Chapter 3, The Silent Consolidation of Power. Chapter 4, Silent Talking. Chapter 5, The Wisdom of Non-Action. Chapter 6, Developing Subtle Feelings. And this is a really powerful chapter in the book because it really does, he teaches you how to have a sense to be able to feel what's happening with other people, to be able to have a sense of what's happening in your environment, to be able to interact through the wisdom of your own higher self and your own soul. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We have plenty more material to get back to, but I need for you to show your support by making that phone call and making a pledge. It's only a $60 pledge of support. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 is the number to call. For your pledge of $60, that's 60, we will thank you with a copy of the book by Stuart Wilde, Silent Power. And along with that, you'll receive the CDs of the interviews with Stuart Wilde. 212-209-2950. If I can just, I want to give you a few moments to process your calls because we have a lot to share. But at the $60 level, I have to make an extra effort to make sure that we can meet our goals. And we can only meet our goals with your phone calls, 212-209-2950. So for those of you that are listening, wherever you are, if you're in the Bronx, you know, I grew up in the Bronx, and, you know, sometimes people think of it as a rough and tumble place, but some wonderful people have evolved into the world out of the Bronx, as well as Brooklyn, the place I live now. So if you're one of my neighbors in Brooklyn or one of my former neighbors in the Bronx, make that phone call, 212-209-2950. If you're in Manhattan, make that phone call. You know, this is a remarkable material. It's something that we can all use, and it really does help you to empower yourself, no matter what it is that you're engaged in for your life. It will help you in creation of abundance. It helps you to understand how to go about interactions with people, how to make the most of that, how to be authentic in those interactions, and how to be empowered in those interactions, and more important, how not to be disempowered. And that's really something that's very special about this program. 212-209-2950, only a $60 pledge, 60, a $60 pledge of support when you call this number, 212-209-2950, Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And when you make that pledge, remember you can use your cards, either debit or credit. You can ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. You can ask for an installment, $60. Is, you know, you can break that up into two, maybe three installments, 212-209-2950. But I have to do the extra ask because at the $60 level, I actually need to for you to support. I need at least 10 calls at this moment to at least get us to the point of being, you know, feeling like we are doing our job in supporting WBAI and making it possible for you to bring this programming to the air again and to follow through on this kind of material. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. I am just about ready to go to another segment. If you would make that call, if you're sitting back and you're thinking about this, please do reach out for your phone and make that call, Silent Power. And it's just a very beautiful and nuanced expression, and it's something that you can really, really use.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and the sky with no clouds. The heat was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, 'cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Number is 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. I'm going to resume and go back to a little more of this interview, but I'm really, really depending upon you to make that phone call. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, and it is a pledge of $60 for the book and companion CD of the interviews. That's a $60 pledge when you call 212-209-2950.
This book, Stuart Wild, who is a metaphysical lecturer and author, one of the top in the field. as he has mentioned, he practices what he preaches, and by maintaining silent power in his life, a lot of abundance had automatically flowed his way. The other chapter is the wisdom of non-action. That it's confusing, I suppose, for some people to understand what you really mean there, because a lot of what's going on here with the station is activism. Be active and engaged in your environment. What are you saying here?
Well, it's very much a Taoist concept called Wu Wei, and that is that, like the Tao says, that the sage does not have to strive to achieve. In being connected to the eternal Tao, to Gaia, to nature, all that he needs will be provided for and will arrive. So it's kind of akin. It's just like one notch up from the non-leaning, because if you're very calm and you're not frantic, you know, like sometimes you can be frantically running around the town and like you're a salesman and you sell nothing to nobody because they all feel this thing. And so sometimes maybe the best way to be a salesman is to sit in the park and eat a sandwich and do nothing and then feel out where your strongest path lies. And that's really what it's all about. It's this idea of people exuding an effortless strength through their discipline, through their silent power. And in this way, you control the destructive side of the ego. You control that part of you that will have you tear around all over everywhere. And you get in touch with, like, oh, wait a minute. And you intuitively know, wow, if I go over here, this is going to really work. And then you drive over there to a client you've never sold before, and they order six or whatever you got. You know, so it's very much a matter of realizing that there's times for acting and there's times for sitting still, and as much can be achieved. I don't mean sitting still and eating, you know, potato chips or French fries in front of the TV. I mean quiet time in nature where you're really in touch with your inner self. And like, as you do that, that whole electrical magnetic body around you, the etheric field, as I call it, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger. And so it's really where your power resides. It resides in this faint energy that's like a colorless mist, but it's there and it's waiting. But it can move very fast and it can haul you off to places. So striving, you know, it'll be to say, it's the wisdom of not striving. It's the wisdom of not pushing. It's the wisdom of walking slow. It's the wisdom of being balanced and in discipline and at one and at peace with all things. And then it comes to you.
Stuart, I noticed that this book was also a stepping stone to healthy boundaries and good relationships. But healthy boundaries, especially, I joke with Tony here sometimes, and I'll say, you know what, I'm North Korea, okay? Meaning an impervious boundary. Can you talk about maybe how this would be a stepping stone to a healthy boundary?
Well, it's very important, if you're in touch with your subtle feelings and if you're in touch with other people's feelings, to be very clear that they're not infringing upon you. So you don't have to be angry and shout and scream, but you can very calmly tell them from a point of silent power what is acceptable and what isn't acceptable, what you will allow and what you will not allow, what you find disturbing, what you find pleasing. And so in the end, it's always just relating to them and communicating, telling them, hey, this is who I am, this is what I need, and I'm not criticizing you or putting you down, but I'm just letting you know that when you play your trumpet on the roof at 3 a.m. in the morning, it's not acceptable. It just is not acceptable. And so you can organize yourself and negotiate with your partner, your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, or whatever, and you can make sure that there's an equal division of labor, an equal division of power sharing, so to speak, you know, money stuff, whatever, and that the other person doesn't turn you around by the nose and make you feel sort of emotionally obligated to where you find yourself, you know, taking on responsibilities or tasks or whatever that are really nothing to do with you. And I think people are infringed upon all the time, and they don't know how to sort of be very precise with people. They're scared sometimes to talk to the other person in case the other person gets angry. But you have to start with, like, let's say you're telling somebody something that's very difficult. You have to start by saying, look, Harry, this is really difficult for me to say, and I really love you, and you know, the trumpet's cool, but 3 o'clock in the morning on the roof is not acceptable, and you're going to have to leave, or I'll leave, if it's inconvenient for you to leave. So you start by telling people how difficult it is to say what it is you're about to say, and then you say it.
Brilliant. And I was wondering about the boss-employee relationship, too, when the boss is maybe aggressive and loading the employee with too much work. Is this book also good for that situation?
Well, again, you're putting yourself at risk if you're going to sort of abuse the boss. But it's just a matter of also trying to attempt to reach his or her humanity. So you would sort of like go and you'd sort of schmooze them a bit and praise them and that sort of stuff and say, look, I know you're very fair, but I've got to make you aware of the fact that I've got more work than I can handle. Now, either you've got to assign some work to somebody else, or you've got to give me more time, or you've got to give me an assistant. And then you've got to come up with some very precise and exact, you know, bullet points as to why you've got too much work. You know, well, hell, you know, I'm handling 300 inquiries a day, but like last year, I was only handling 180, and there's a limit to how many I can do. So I think you just have to sort of let them know what's feasible and what isn't feasible. And when a situation's abusive, you've got to call them on it. Okay, in this day and age, with jobs hard to come by, you've got to be jolly careful. So you have to tread very carefully. But I think that it is doable. You just have to appeal there to their humanity. Now, if they're complete fascists, you can't appeal to their humanity. And so you're a little bit stuck. But you might be able to ameliorate the situation a little bit. And so you could perhaps get them to agree to reduce the workload by 5% or something like that. But on the pretext that, hey, if I do this much work, I'm going to make mistakes. It's going to cost the corporation money. It's better off I do 180 inquiries a day than 300.
Continuing the analogy a little bit with the boundaries, with the United States, for example, the overreaching, the meddling in the affairs of other countries, slaughtering innocent people for, you know, resources and power and control. Is there a macrocosm and microcosm that you looked at as well?
Well, I mean, the whole sort of American military thing, I mean, they have military bases in 100 countries or more. It's ludicrous. I mean, it's just a big power trip. And then a lot of these wars are just not real wars. They're just sort of invented wars. Do you remember the anthrax scare when there was all those anthrax vials that were posted around to various people around America and Al-Qaeda was using anthrax? Well, when they finally analyzed the anthrax, it turned out it came from a military laboratory. And so it was the government posting out the anthrax themselves in order to create a fright. So it is possible to manipulate the population with these fear tactics and so on. But again, inside that silent power, you've got to understand that you're going to be fine. But yeah, it's not good karma the way the government, you know, propagates these wars. And the idea of going overseas and bombing innocent villages at night and stuff like that and killing people. And I mean, it's terrible stuff. But as individuals, there's very little we can do about it. In fact, there's nothing we can do about it. Okay, we can stand outside the White House with a banner. But even that's going to be banned soon, the protests and so forth.
Right.
So you have to understand that, sadly, it's people's karma. And it's so vast, the whole question of karma, that we can't understand why people suffer the way they suffer. But of course, going out and creating so much suffering in the world is bad karma for America and American people, because eventually America's going to go broke with all these wars that they're trying to finance.
That's what I was wondering. Idealistically, of course, imagine when people in the country, this country, attain a level of silent power as you lay out in your book. Do you think there will be an end to this overreaching and greed and war as the collective?
I think there'll be an end when it destroys itself. So when it destroys itself, then the society will start to sort of implode. But that's when you kind of desperately need something like silent power. And I think the reason why this book was so successful when it first came out was because people realized that this crisis was all around them. Everybody knows somebody that's lost their house, lost their job, lost their car, the wife ran away or whatever. People know the victims of this insanity that's going on. So I think that, I don't know whether necessarily the silent power will collapse them, but I mean, there is a process where they're collapsing themselves, because all evil empires fall in the end. I mean, history's replete with these empires that didn't make it. So we're watching, really, the collapse of the American dollar, say, for example. The Federal Reserve are supposed to kind of keep the value of the dollar up. But, I mean, it's fallen 30% in recent years. And a couple of weeks ago, the American dollar fell to a 30-year low against the yen and the Swiss franc. And so it's like they're kind of losing the plot, because they're losing the value of the money. And once the money starts to lose value, everybody's prices and their costs and their rent and their food will go up, because so much of it is imported from overseas. So I think what we have to do is watch this massive sort of hippopotamus keel over and die, you know, and we have to just say prayers as it's lying there with its four legs in the air.
Right.
Because their evil is going to collapse them, because, well, essentially economically, because they can't keep fighting all of these wars in these various different places. I mean, I don't know what America got out of the Iraq war, but they got billions in debt. Goodness knows how many chaps and girls were killed and wounded and maimed and traumatized, you know. And what did anybody get out of the Iraq war? Nothing, I don't think.
Geopolitical strategy and resources, among many other things that we have probably no idea about.
Yeah.
I wanted to also, you address psychic protection, and that was a big deal for me as well, because I knew people who had difficulty with that and actually had their auras stolen and had to deal with that. But that is in your book, Silent Power, the book that we're offering, yours for a $60 pledge when you dial 212-209-2950.
What we're offering you today is the soft cover book with the companion CD with interviews for your $60 pledge at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And we have had a number of calls coming through, but we need more. We need more of your support. It's only a $60 pledge of support. And we are playing for you an interview conducted by Jeff Brady. And it was conducted a few years ago before Stuart Wilde transitioned. And he's now one of our ancestor spirits, I guess we could say. But he is really quite a magnificent and prolific writer and teacher. And let's see, the principal philosophy of his early work is that while many citizens may seem to be normal, acquiescing to the status quo, there exists, in fact, a vast population of what he calls fringe dwellers, whose mind and souls do not align to the constraints of life in regular society, that Wilde called TikTok. Wilde believed through use of the theta state of meditation, humans can better control their emotional life and their biorhythms, and begin to see visions, and that those visions and extrasensory feeling will lead to a greater balance and more freedom. The number to call is 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. We are approaching the, top of the hour, and now is your opportunity to show your support for the work that we have been sharing with you this afternoon. That's 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. And Stuart Wilde is a very remarkable and prolific author and teacher, and you have an opportunity to engage with this work at this time by calling 212 212- 209-2950. It's only a pledge of $60 when you support WBAI. 212-209-2950 is the number to call. And what can I say? It's just a real beautiful book. We do have more to share. I do have a few more clips to share with you. And I want to remind those of you who may have tuned in late what you're listening to. And we are listening to the work or hearing an interview with Stuart Wilde. And Stuart Wilde was born September 24th, 1946, and he transitioned in 2013 on May 1st. He was a British writer, best known for his works on New Age, self-empowerment, and spirituality. He was also a lecturer, teacher, humorist, essayist, scriptwriter, lyricist, and music producer. He was the author of 20 books, including the popular series The Taoist Quintet, Miracles, The Force, Affirmations, The Quickening, and The Trick to Money is Having Some. 212-209-2950. We're offering you for your pledge of $60 a copy of the book Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And along with that pledge, along with the book, you also receive a CD of interviews with the author. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Silent Power has 10 chapters within it, and they are very powerful and compact. It's like a flower essence. It's like it enters deep inside of you because the words are so concise and so clear and to the point. There's nothing wasted. It's really almost it's prose, but it's poetic in its beauty and in its significance. Chapter 10 is the conclusion. On Chapter 9, it's psychic protection. Chapter 8 is extrasensory etheric perception. Chapter 7, inside the nature self. Chapter 6, developing subtle feelings. Chapter 5, the wisdom of non-action. Chapter 4, Silent Talking. Chapter 3, The Silent Consolidation of Power. Chapter 2, The Power Hungry, The Power Starved. And Chapter 1, The Getting of Wisdom. 212-209-2950. If I can receive a few more of your calls, I can play a piece for you that will give you a sense of the book. And it is a some of the book itself in a reading with Stuart Wilde, and we can play that for you. But in order to reach that level, in order to get to that point, I have to reach out to you and ask you to please make a pledge of $60, and we will thank you with a copy of Silent Power, and you will also receive a CD of the interviews that were conducted of the author. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And I am going to play for you, I think, just a bit of that reading.
Silent Power.
And hopefully that will encourage you to make that phone call.
Getting of wisdom. Every so often you meet a person who is very different. You can't put your finger on what it is that attracts you to this individual, but he or she exudes a mystery and strength, radiating a silent power that is strange and beguiling. What is this unseen force? Why do some have it and most do not? Here in this tiny book, I'll tell you about the power, its mystery, and how to get it. There's a simple trick you have to learn. Once you've got that, silent power becomes your unspoken credential. It's a charisma that gradually grows and develops around you. Through it, you can express a special goodness that helps people and this planet to change for the better. From your silent power comes flow. From that flow comes simplicity of heart. From simplicity of heart comes contentment. Some people, such as martial arts masters, gain silent power over the years anyway. They do it via emotional control and physical discipline, which quiets their energy naturally. They exude an effortless strength. Physical exercise and discipline are valuable in developing silent power because they help you control the destructive side of the ego. But you need more than just a good physique and fitness. You need awareness as well. Now a little hocus pocus. It doesn't matter if you don't believe in hocus pocus. The basis of this concept is real enough. You don't have to worry too much about the technical details. Put the intellect aside and cut to a technology that works. That's my way. Around you is a subtle electromagnetic body of energy that is sometimes called the subtle body and is normally unseen by the naked eye. The ancient Greeks called it the etheric body. This is where the real you resides. It is also where your real feelings reside. Imagine it to be a faint energy field, like a colorless mist. But unlike a slow wafting mist, the etheric is moving very, very quickly. Flashing through it are mini lightning bolts of energy and fingers of flame-like etheric sunbursts that shoot out from you in all directions. Underlying the flashes are great waves of rolling energy that move up and down and sometimes outwards, tumbling and turning in response to emotion. You walk inside an amazing glowing bubble of light that sometimes projects 3 or 4 feet away from you in every direction. The etheric is fascinating and beautiful to watch. I find it very humbling. The secret human is all there to see, spiritually naked in his or her identity. In that vulnerability dwells the very essence of our human experience, painted in the electromagnetic flashes, wisps, and lightning bolts that are projected from you. In the etheric, you see how the human condition is complicated by the ego personality, but you can have a deep compassion for it. For a human is not just a mind, a body, or an emotion. It is light. The brilliance of that human light overshadows the personality traits and weaknesses that come from human frailty. In the vitality of that light is the sacrosanct identity of the eternal spiritual being. The presence of this wonderful gift of the etheric body grants you a silent power as ancient as time. It is the spiritual heritage that flows from your connection to the God Force. With a little training, you can sit and watch the fascinating etheric dance to which we all belong. I surmise that many of the great unexplained metaphysical mysteries are contained within it. Later in this book, there are several exercises to increase your etheric perception. But seeing the etheric is not as important as knowing it's there, projecting it correctly, and learning to perceive it via your subtle feelings. After 12 years of experimenting, of watching people, I can guarantee that the light is definitely there. In fact, I've never seen an animal or a human who didn't have an etheric. On an energy level, it is the blueprint of the real human. Coming to see what works etherically and what doesn't has been a slow process for me, but it has been worth the effort, for the mysterious world of the etheric is one of the last unconquered frontiers. It's where everything is explained. Hands-on healing, subliminal energy, charisma, power, telepathy, extrasensory perception, and perhaps even the mystery of life and death itself. I am now convinced that on a subtle level, everyone is subliminally aware of the etheric. When you reach out with your mind and touch other people's energy, they feel it. Often they turn around, blink, or respond in some way. They react, even though they don't know why. When two people meet, you can watch an etheric process take place. A synapse fires across the empty space between the individuals. The energy of each mingles momentarily with the other, exchanging trillions of pieces of information in a split second. We have each had the experience of others reacting to us. Often there seems to be no logic to it. But in fact, people do pick up on our subtle energy, and even if they can't see it or put it into words, they feel it and subliminally they know. They vote yes, no, or maybe, according to the qualities and strength of the energy we project. The power of your etheric is made up of several factors. The speed at which it oscillates, the intensity of the energy, how much is happening at any one moment, and the consolidated or contained nature of the field. In an untrained person, his or her etheric is flashing its wispy fingers of energy out all over the place, touching others, interfering with them, often sucking energy from others, impinging on them. The speed is slowish, the intensity is weak. Sometimes it is torn, usually through an excess of drugs and alcohol, and has no solid definition. It reacts a lot to emotion, wobbling and slopping about like an enormous pile of jelly on a plate, rocking, rolling in jerking spastic motions back and forth. Of course, you don't have to see the etheric in order to work on it, repair it if it's damaged, and make it strong, because it expresses what you are. It's affected by your whole state of being, including your physical condition, your mental and emotional balance, and your fortitude. All this is manifest as a sense of well-being, how alive you feel, how secure you feel, how you view the eternal spiritual self that dwells within. So the first step to the mystery of silent power is to strengthen your psychological and emotional attitudes. This will boost your sense of well-being. It would also help you externally, as people will see from your body language, by what you say, by your general attitude, that you're strong. Intellectually, they will think you're strong, but inwardly, at a subconscious level, they will feel and know that you're strong. They will automatically react positively. People like controlled strength. It makes them feel safe and supported. Come, let's start by considering what power really is. And then we'll discuss leaning and not leaning. I'll show you something obvious, something that 99% of the population don't see.
And that was a partial reading by Stuart Wilde from the book Silent Power. And he delivers, I believe he delivers what he promises in this powerful little book. It's called Silent Power, and within the pages of the book Silent Power are the words, the encouragement, the understanding that will allow you to access that self, that he says to stand up in your etheric self, and how to have and to live in the world with that inner, deep inner strength, because you're connected to the true being, that light that is you. 212-209-2950. And this is a man who lived with very high ethics. He was very caring in how he presented his material. He was not superfluous, not a lot of empty words. Every word has power within this book, Silent Power. And it can be yours for your support to WBAI in the amount of $60 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. Please call now at the $60 level, and we will thank you. We will thank you. And we do hold thanks and gratitude in our hearts for your support. It makes all the difference in the world. And we do ask you to support WBAI. For those of you who are familiar with In Other News, it comes to you on Monday evenings at 10 p.m., hosted by Jeff Brady. And Jeff is the person who had the foresight to interview Stuart Wilde and bring him to the audience here at WBAI. So if you are appreciating this material, why not make a donation in the name of the show In Other News? You can do that by making that phone call, 212-209-2950. You can become a member at the $25 level. You can donate in any amount, really, but we're not asking for a huge amount here, because we want this to be an equal and fair exchange. We're offering you the Stuart Wilde book, Silent Power, along with the interviews, and the interviews themselves are very insightful. And this is something that you will be able to use, a tool to engage in moving through your life in an empowered way. 212-209-2950. It's a pledge of $60. 60 is all we're asking for your support of WBAI. And we will thank you with a copy of this book, Silent Power. 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And that $60 pledge will bring you this very insightful work of Stuart Wilde. And it really does give you insight, deep insight into, and he gives lessons on, you know, going into a mall and sitting down and learning how to perceive what's happening in the emotions of people that are around you. He gives advice on how to engage in a silent conversation in which you could be asking or perceiving the truth that is deeply within the person you're engaged with in that conversation. And it may be giving you insights that even the person is not in tune with. But Stuart Wilde is very ethical in that he advises and he asks us to always breathe love into the world. People are needing that love and needing that attention, and we can help them and help people to heal by not bringing judgment, by offering love and understanding, and by being able to listen and offer people compassion. And in doing that, we are, in our way, transforming the world, because what we contribute is part of the collective consciousness that affects us all. So we can each empower ourselves to have a transformative effect on the global consciousness, but more specifically on our immediate experience of life, and allowing us to engage in the world and navigate through the world with a deeper insight and a deeper wisdom, because we're connecting to that part of our own being that has the height and has the perspective to see behind the dark corners, to be able to see and understand what is happening in a person's heart, what their intentions might be. Or can you fine-tune that connection to our intuition, to that part of yourself that can steer you in the direction that's going to bring you benefit and turn you away from the direction that's going to cause that you might be walking into harm's way. And when you listen to that, when you tune into that, it's how we begin to become the architect of our lives and create in cooperation with our inner light, with our inner being, with that connection to the divine self. And when we begin to live in that harmony, our lives begin to take shape in a new way. And this is one of the first times that I've been able to read material in this book, Silent Power, that can explain this so succinctly, and that can give us technique and guidance on how to do this for our own benefit, and so that we can make a more positive contribution into our personal world and collectively into the greater world. So it may be a small book in the sense of its size, but it's in its power and in its contribution and what it can do to help transform and change your life, I don't think it's almost valueless, because what it's saying is that you can truly be so connected to the inner being, to the inner light, to the higher knowing, that you can live your life in such peace and with such inner power that you don't have to worry about the concerns of the ego and whether or not someone approves or doesn't approve, or whether or not you can make the deal or make the sale, because it's teaching us how to get deeply rooted into the fullness of our being. And this is for me, it's a very powerful teaching and offering. The number to call is 212-209-2950. The book is Silent Power, by Stuart Wilde. And the interview of Stuart Wilde is conducted by Jeff Brady, the host of In Other News, which you can hear on Mondays at 10 p.m., Monday evenings at 10 p.m., and I don't remember if I introduced myself even. I'm Catherine, and I host Heart of Mind on Monday afternoons at 1 p.m., and, you know, in Heart of Mind and in other news have collaborated, myself and Jeff Brady have collaborated in the past, in fact, even on with this particular author, Stuart Wilde. So I'm really familiar with the fundamental power that you can garner, that you can receive from this very concise book. 212-209-2950. It's only a pledge of $60 when you call 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. We've had a number of calls this afternoon, but it looks like I'm falling just a bit behind the schedule and of the goal that I need to reach for these few hours that we're on the air. So, but you can make a difference by making that phone call. If you can make the commitment of honoring WBAI with a pledge of $60, it's not too much. And it's, you know, enough to compensate for the work that we bring to you here. And collectively, your contribution makes a significant difference for the radio station. We are right now, and my understanding is within the next few months, we really need to move and establish and pull together those studios at the Brooklyn office in Atlantic Avenue. And that's going to require some resources, and your contribution not only helps to sustain WBAI and, you know, pay for the technology and the tower and the rents and the salaries, but, you know, you're building a future. You're making it possible for WBAI to grow and be sustainable. And if we can make pledges available to you within a financial level that is sustainable for you, that, you know, a $60 pledge is not as challenging as something that might be a great deal more, but collectively the hope is that you will pick up the phone and be one of the few, really, the few who are saying, yes, this is something I want to sustain. This is an ideology, a philosophy, a work that I want to support. And the way to support that is through your donation. 212-209-2950. You can certainly donate in the name of In Other News, which you hear on Monday evenings at 10 p.m., or you could make a donation in the name of Heart of Mind. Heart of Mind is the program that broadcasts on Mondays at 1 p.m. You know, all is in current, at the current moment, everything is in flux, and your support makes a significant difference when we begin to see that, all right, things are changing, shows may change, time slots change, hosts change. And the only way that you can really have an impact on what you feel is important is to make a donation. You could make that donation in the name of the show that you support. That might be In Other News. That might be Heart of Mind. That might be The Positive Mind. That might be The Gary Noel Show. That might be The Morning Show. It really doesn't matter in the greater sense, because everybody, you know, has their varied interests. But if you want to support WBAI and ensure that we are able to grow and thrive, then do that by calling 212-209-2950. And for those of you that can make that pledge at the $60 level, we're thanking you with a copy of the book Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And this is a very, it says Silent Power, and indeed it is a powerful volume of work. And not only in that it helps us to be self-empowered, but it teaches on a very high level what it means to have that inner spiritual power, because it's that inner understanding is the power that within which we move through the world and negotiate our lives and create the abundance and the relationships that we intend for ourselves. But, you know, there are certain technologies, there are certain techniques, there's a certain level of understanding and connection that can help us, that can fortify that, that can bring us to a point of saying, yes, I understand who I am in this world, and I know that I am a light within myself, and I don't have to walk in this life with fear and trepidation, that I have this power within me. I need only access it to have a walk through life that is a journey that is really just a segment of an eternal journey, because as spiritual beings, we are eternal beings. And what this book does is it helps us to connect into that eternal self and be guided from the vantage point of that wisdom. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. It's only a pledge of $60 when you call that number. And we'll thank you with a copy of the book, Silent Power. You also get the CD with interview of Stuart Wilde. There are several interviews. And so it's a very powerful premium. It's a very useful book. And it really is a teaching tool. And it's a learning tool. And it's a tool of empowerment. It's called Silent Power. So when you call 212-209-2950, you will ask the call center to take your name down, and you want to have as your gift the book Silent Power with accompanying CD. 212-209-2950, a $60 pledge of support. You will be able to make that pledge using your cards. You can use a credit or debit card. And I believe most of, if not all, are accepted. You could ask for an invoice and send a check or money order. Or if you prefer, you can actually, honor this pledge in installments. If you need to make maybe two payments, that's fine as well. But it's only a $60 pledge at 212-209-2950. I'm going to go back and play for you another clip. Now, we're going to go back to the actual earlier interview, which started the whole journey with Jeff Brady and in other news. So stay tuned. We're going to hear a little bit more. There might be a little bit of you hearing the same thing, but I wanted to give those of you who might have just tuned in and those of you who need to be reminded of just how succinct and beautiful this work is, Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. We don't have too much more to the program. And I want to encourage you,
about
because it's just something that
approval.
We can
yes.
have
and
use
few
within
understand
our lives.
That dynamic.
Well, it's quite a simple concept that you can understand in relationships, say. So if a guy's chasing after a girl and he's all over her like a hot rash, she'll get nauseated with him. You know, she only wants people that don't want her. She doesn't want some guy all over her. Here's the chocolates, here's the flowers, how's your mom and dad? And that's leaning. You know, when you lean over things emotionally, let's say chasing money, it kind of hops up the road in front of you. And if you lean over the goal that you love, you know, you've got to give her the space to be an independent person and decide whether she wants you or doesn't want you. And so that sort of pushing for stuff, it doesn't really work, because in the emotional push, you tend to drive the very thing that you want away from yourself.
Right, and you said, you write about there's emotional leaning and then there's psychic leaning.
Yeah, psychic leaning is kind of like psychic attack. You know, you're going to attack them if they don't want you, or you're going to try to attack the situation or the boss at work or the co-workers. And then the emotional leaning is just this, what I call a wet lick in the ear. You know, you're all over them, like a hot rash, and it nauseates them, and then they feel the emotion and they can't cope and they run away. Or they lean back when you lean in. So it's not the way to get things. What I tell people is stand straight, be unemotional, and be at one and at peace with your energy, and allow things to come to you, and be prepared and understand that certain times the things you want aren't going to come to you.
That's true. And you say stand straight etherically.
Stand straight, yeah. Don't lean.
What does that look like, and how does it affect others when you're standing straight etherically?
When a person has a very strong resonant energy, the first thing is they have calm, and they have silence in their life, because you need silence to connect to that inner power. And, you know, they don't run, they don't rush, they're not out of control. And even when they're faced with problems, they're working on the solution of the problems. They're not buying the emotion, you know? So I say in my books, you know, go for the solution, buy the solution, not the emotion. And look and calculate and work out what is your strongest move given the problem you face. So whatever that thing might be. So essentially, is those sorts of people have like a very deep calm. And they're very strong. You can't attack them. You can't bash them up. You can't move them because essentially they've gone past wanting things. When you don't want many things, then it's difficult to move you. Most people are moved by money and sex and emotion and power and, ego trips, self-importance, whatever else. But if a person's very calm and they've processed those shadow traits out of their psychology, then you can't move them with money. You can't move them with promises of sex. You can't butter them up emotionally and play to their self-importance because they're humble and they don't have any self-importance. So then those people are sort of they're unstoppable because they have no emotions about the things. They're not involved. They're not involved in seeking approval. They're not involved in seeking attention. They're not involved in pretending to be right. And I say in my books, agree to be wrong and agree to be last. Don't bother to compete. If you're playing a game of football, allow the others to win. If you're, on a chessboard, make some silly moves and make sure your opponent beats you. And that way, you don't have to win and you don't have to be first. You can just be very humble and very quiet and agree to be last. And that's a central tenet of my philosophy. Of course, it's very odd for most people to hear that because, they want to achieve things and they want to be noticed and glamour and TV and whatever else, and they want to be first and they want to be better than and so forth. But all of that is a sort of hell world that people place themselves into attempting to achieve certain goals and certain status rungs on a ladder and stuff. And the most of it's completely irrelevant. It's got nothing to do with your soul and your spirituality and who you really are.
You're right. That philosophy is counterintuitive.
It's totally counterintuitive.
And do you have any examples of those types of people in your life that you recognize that they're at this point?
Well, there are many that I've trained, many. But they're not sort of somebody that's famous on TV and so forth. They're just people that I've trained over the years. And there are many of them. And, of course, they do exude a natural beauty. A lot of them look very much younger than their years because the light sustains them and heals them. And they have this calm. And a lot of them are very busy doing things, in the inner worlds or even in the outer worlds. And some of them are very wealthy and some of them aren't. But they don't make a point of it, They wouldn't show any of it off, They just keep very silent inside themselves. And they're connected to the light. They're connected to the power. But they're not connected to sort of the egotistical glory of it.
I noticed that when you're describing the philosophy of letting other people win and letting other people shine, I suppose. But you also mentioned that in the context of communicating with people and allowing people to talk.
Yes, that's the whole secret to life. They talk, you listen. A lot of people, when you meet them, they cannot stop talking about themselves. And I know lots of famous New Age teachers that are like that. They're just waffling on about their magnificence. And, of course, when you're listening to that, you can be polite and you listen. But, it just bores you stupid. It's like watching paint dry. Essentially, what you have to do is talk to people and ask them questions and allow them to talk and see what way you might advise them or help them or relate to them, know them better, and so forth. But the whole sort of ego trip of talking about yourself and your achievements. And, it must be so boring for girls as well, because they sit there listening to some jock at the bar telling her how magnificent he is. And it must put her to sleep. And, of course, the trick is to shut up and ask her questions and get her to talk about her life, and that will empower her. You get a much better chance if you can get her talking about herself rather than you talking about yourself. They're all simple things. They're all so utterly, utterly simple. There's nothing to it. Hey, keep quiet and ask the other person questions and relate to them and look them in the eye and try to discover who is this soul, this gentle soul that's walking through the earth plane that I've bumped into in the cat's meow bar, or whatever, Like, discover the other people rather than trying to sell yourself,
A lot of people, I think, are beginning to understand this type of, counterintuitive philosophy or a way to approach life in general and communicate with others.
Yes.
Your book, Silent Power, was very important for me to discover that. And I was mentioning to you earlier that once I read the book,
yes,
I'd have it and I'd tell somebody about it and, you know, they'd want to borrow it. And so,
yes,
I never got it back, and I'd have to get another one.
Sorry, we'd have to get you another complimentary copy.
That's a good sign for a book. And, of course, that person then loaned it to somebody else and so on, and it went on its path. It's gone. Somebody else has that very same book and is using it and learning from it. That's always an indicator of a very good book to me. That's...
Tuned to WBAI in New York, 99.5 FM, WBAI.org. I'm Catherine Davis, and I host Heart of Mind, usually heard on Mondays at 1 p.m. here over WBAI. And you are listening to an interview of Stuart Wilde conducted by Jeff Brady, who hosts In Other News, and you can hear that program on Mondays at 10 p.m. And this is a special collaboration because we want to bring this material to you. It is of infinite value. I consider it to be a personally enriching and valuable experience reading the book Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And as you heard, Jeff Brady also felt that this was a powerful and impactful program. And so we want you to please make your phone call, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950. And show your support for WBAI. It's only a $60 pledge of support. And we will thank you with a copy of the book Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And in addition to the book, you also get the CDs that are accompanying it that we're sending you, which includes the interviews with Stuart Wilde. 212-209-2950 is your number to call. We are down to, it looks like we have about 20 minutes more. That gives me a chance to play a little more material for you. But I want to let you know who it is that you're listening to. And it is, the author is Stuart Wilde. He was a British writer. He passed in 2013 due to a heart attack, born September 24th, 1946. And he's best known for his works on New Age self-empowerment and spirituality. Stuart Wilde was also a lecturer, teacher, humorist, essayist, scriptwriter, lyricist, and music producer, and was the author of at least 20 books, maybe more, including the popular series The Taos Quintet, which includes Miracles, The Force, Affirmation, The Quickening, and The Trick to Money is Having Some. He studied alternative religions and Taoist philosophy for 5 years from the age of 28, and when he was 33, he emigrated to the U.S., and he lived in Laguna Beach, California, with his wife, Cynthia. He wrote his first book in 1983, and he continued to produce work through to the end of his life. He has lectured and appeared in New Thought churches, New Age conferences, and he toured regularly with Deepak Chopra, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Louise Hay, and he appeared in venues such as the Sydney Entertainment Center, and he was a beautiful human being that conveyed spiritual ideas in a very powerful and succinct way. He was very deeply connected. He understood very well about spirituality, about etheric being. He understood about remote viewing. He understood how to connect into the spirit. He understood about, people, the potential of being under spiritual attack. And actually in the first interview with Jeff Brady, he goes into that a little bit more. And I do want to continue playing that for you, but I need to be encouraged with your phone calls at 212-209-2950, 212 206-209-2950 for a pledge of $60 to support WBAI. You'll receive a copy of the book Silent Power and the interviews with information, you know, this back and forth dialogue with Stuart Wilde, 212-209-2950. I'm encouraged, and I want to go back to the material. There's so much of it here. You'll receive all of it with your pledge of $60 when you call 212-209-2950. But I haven't quite met that goal. We're here with you for 2 hours, and I need to be able to do the best possible to support WBAI during this time. And in order for that to happen, I have to reach out to you and ask you for your support. Stuart Wilde's principal philosophy states that while many citizens may seem to be normal, acquiescing to the status quo, there exists, in fact, a vast population of what he calls fringe dwellers whose mind and soul do not align to the constraints of life in regular society, which Wilde called TikTok. But I have felt that so much, and I think that this is true of all of us who would tune into a radio station such as WBAI, who would support the issues that we bring to you on WBAI, who can encompass and absorb the diversity of ideas and ideology and concepts as they're brought to you through WBAI. And that's why we really want this radio station to thrive, not just strive or struggle, as Stuart says struggle is a word of defeat. We want to thrive. We want to work towards a level of being empowered and thriving as a radio station and as a community for the issues that we support, for sustaining and healing the environment, for providing true transformation and healing on an individual level, for opening up the politics of health and science and ending the conflict of war. You know, WBAI Pacifica has been working towards these goals since its inception. And this has always been a cooperation, a union, a family. There are those of you who are listeners, and truth be told, most of us who are on the mic started out as listeners. I certainly did. I started as a listener. I became a phone volunteer. I came in and volunteered at the station. I started learning by producing. I became involved in activism as a health activist back when the FDA was challenging our right to have vitamins. And as a consequence of that, moving into actively working towards the better good, I was invited to participate on the air, and then I began to grow in my capacity as a producer. But I started as a listener, someone who was concerned, somebody who cares about what's going on in the world and wanted to make a change. And we all who listen to the station are feeling that in some way, and we might not feel the power to be able to do that, but this book gives us that power, silent power. It allows us to connect to that deeper self, to the expansive self, to the light of ourselves, of our being, and have that insight in how we move and how we work and how we translate our energies into the world for the good of our own being and for the good of all. And this is what I believe WBAI has always been about, and certainly what our listeners, what you have been about. You listen to the station because you care about the world, because you care about life, because you want it to be better. Yes, we want to be informed, but we also want a better world within which to live. And this very potent book, Silent Power, teaches us how to do this in our individual lives, how to really connect with that part of our being that has the insight and foresight to help navigate our way through our life. It's connecting to that part of ourself that is wise and not allowing the ego to lead us by the nose based on what we're afraid of or based on what we think or what people might think about us. It really connects you to your true inner power. Silent Power is the name of the book. The author is Stuart Wilde, and the number to call is 212-209-2950. It's a $60 pledge of support. Silent Power by Stuart Wilde, 212-209-2950. We've only got about, oh my goodness, it looks like about 13 minutes left of the program before we move on to the next segment, the next offering. And, you know, I'm here live. I'm offering you material that is recorded. And unfortunately, the author of the book, Stuart Wilde, transitioned. So he's actually living in the spirit realm at this moment. He's living with the ancestors. And we're here, but we can still benefit from this wisdom. He has brought this work to WBI in the past, and we're bringing it to you again. And because it's so powerful, because it's something that can have an impact on your everyday existence in the world, in being uplifted, empowered, and know how to navigate your life in a way that connects you to your inner power and your higher wisdom. 212-209-2950, 212-209-2950. I'm going to give you just a minute or two to get that phone call in. And if the phones light up, I can see it on the computer as they come in. We'll go back to the interview, and I can give you a break from my reaching out to you for that support, because I would have been receiving that support. 212-209-2950. If you go to the phones right now, right away, make that phone call. I'll go back to the interview, and you'll hear just a little bit more of Stuart Wilde and Silent Power. 212-209-2950. Only a $60 pledge for the book and the CD interviews. $60 pledge for Silent Power by Stuart Wilde. And I am going to take you back and play another clip. And here Stuart Wilde is talking about particles, waves, etheric bodies, quantum physics, and how the science is connecting to the spiritual understanding at this time.
One of 20 books that you've written and put together, and another one that connects sort of to Silent Power a little bit is Whispering Winds of Change, in that you describe some of the research of particle waves and etheric body. Can you describe the laws of quantum physics in which the subatomic particle borrows energy and how that applies etherically?
Well, you know, that's a whole thesis on quantum leaps of energy. But essentially, in the particle world, you have the hazy state and you have the solid state. So when particles are being observed, they're in a solid state. And when they're not being observed, they're in a hazy state. And the human body is the same. In a subdued light, you can see human bodies disappear, completely dematerialize. And the first time I saw it was in 2005. And I was around a campfire in Brazil on the coast near Itacaré. And there was a gentleman there, and I could see him morphing in and out. He was sort of there, not there, there, not there. And eventually he blipped out completely. But he was smoking a cigarette that didn't blip out. And so as he walked around the campfire, around the lawn, I could see exactly where he was by the glowing cigarette. And when he lifted the cigarette to his mouth and took a puff, I could see it glow, and then he'd put it back down again. He'd drop his arm again. And that was the first time that I ever really saw a human being go into their hazy wave state. But since then, myself and others, we've seen it 1,000 times. So it's a fact, humans are solid and they're not solid. So they're an energy body that's held together by their identity, by their thought forms and their emotions and feelings. But it's also an energy body inside the life force, the etheric, inside their light. And they can easily move into a non-solid state. So that isn't sort of generally accepted in the quantum world, because the quantum world only deals with minute little particles. But we can see it here in the physical plane, watching people dematerialize. And it's then our sort of assumption that it's just an extension of quantum physics. But we can't say that exactly and precisely, because we can't write out the mathematical codes and formulas that would describe how a human completely dematerializes, or an animal. But we've seen it so many times. And when I say we've seen it 1,000 times, it's probably we've seen it 5,000 times. I just don't know because we stopped counting after the first few times. But humans can dematerialize, completely disappear right in front of your eyes. And all they're doing is, it's not like they're not there. They're still there.
Okay.
Like the man on the lawn with a cigarette was still on the lawn with his cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't see them because they go into a hazy wave state.
You said that it's based on somebody observing this?
Yes. Well, see, I mean, normally particles go solid when they're observed. And when they're not observed, they stay in a hazy wave state. But as you're watching this person, he goes solid, and then somehow some flip takes place, and he goes into hazy wave, and you can't see him. And that's the process that we've watched over the years. Like the other night, I was sitting on my bed, and I was watching this light go down my legs, I mean, flashing light. And then I looked down, and I couldn't see my feet. Like, my feet had dematerialized. So, like, I'm, what, like 2.5 feet or 3 feet away from my feet, and they're not there. And I'm looking at it thinking, oh, this is so cool. And I thought, well, if I stand up, will I fall over or not? But, of course, your feet are still there. It's just you can't see them. So when I stood up to walk over to the basin, I could walk across from my bed to the basin just fine. But I couldn't actually see my feet for a while. And so there's so much about our human evolution and the mind and the body and the soul and the metaphysics and the spirituality and the life force field, the etheric wave, that we don't know. And we've been attempting over the years to discover it. And how we discover it is we go into trance and watch visions and bits of it are explained to us.
Mm-hmm.
But the human evolution is glorious. It's very complicated compared to the sort of day-to-day mundane stuff of going to work, pay the rent, you know, dinner with a mother-in-law, yawn.
Right.
You know, it's way, way more exciting than that.
It reminds me of, in that documentary, The Pyramid Code, they mentioned that the Dogon civilization, their scientists knew that when you put your attention on an object, it changes from waveform to particles.
Yeah, well, that's true. And, of course, the Dogon were famous for knowing that Sirius had a second star next to it, didn't they? And that's really the sort of thing that people know the most about the Dogon. But, yes, I mean, I think there have been very advanced civilizations on Earth and very advanced cultures that we really know very little about. But, you know, when they find these sort of batteries in Persia that are 5,000 years old, you start thinking, and blows your mind, you think, a battery that's 5,000 years old, well, what were they doing with it? Well, they were making electricity with it, and then what did they do with that? Well, I don't know, maybe they lit cities and ran their cars and played on their iPhones, you know, who knows?
We talk about this on the show that we've been cut off right now, I guess, at this point, and one guest said that we're sort of at the bottom of the wheel coming back up toward a golden age. And at this point, it's one of the darker points in, I guess, in human history.
Yes, yes. And the Hindus call it the Kali Yuga, you know. It's like the thousands of years of darkness before the next age, whose name I can't quite remember. You know, we go back into an age of light and an age of enlightenment.
It's a very interesting time that we're living in, and I think your work is very critical for people to understand. And
thank you very much. Well, people can follow my work on stuartwild.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's S-T-U-A-R-T. And, you know, I mean, I try to sort of not get too technical or too complicated, and I try to keep it, you know, funny and human and so forth.
So here we are. We have all these aerosol planes spraying whatever in the sky, and I...
And this interview goes on to talk about what's happening politically and that connection to some of the control that is happening to people on the spiritual level. He goes on to talk about extraterrestrials and UFOs and postulates that maybe some of what we're seeing or has been seen are not the positive ETs, but could be the those beings coming from a negative perspective as well. And so it's a very real look at the invisible world such as it is. But what's really beautiful about this book, Silent Power, is it teaches us how to engage in such a way that we are empowered because we are in tune with and connected to and the expression with our own inner being, higher power. When we're disconnected is when we can fall into being controlled by other persons, other beings, or by situations, because we're being led by the needs of our ego and the need to prove ourselves and the need to be approved of. So as we connect to our own inner power or silent power, it allows us to move through our life with much more of a sense of confidence, a sense of self, a sense of realness, and understanding that we are so much more than this life presents. We are so much more than the physical body. We are so much more than being a limited being, and we can connect into the expansiveness of who we are through our inner spirit, through the soul, through the inner light, the connection to our divinity. And this is essentially what's being spoken of in the book Silent Power. We're down to our last 3 minutes. Now is the time for you to make your phone call. If you had a thought about making that phone call, now would be the time to do it. And I encourage you, I truly encourage you to support at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Unfortunately, we don't have time yet for more of these interviews. We just don't have the time. 212-209-2950. But you will receive all of it when you make that pledge of support. 212-209-2950. It is only going to be a $60 pledge when you call 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. And I am grateful to you for joining me today as we prepare to move on to the next program. And but you can keep those calls coming in at 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. We've got just a few more moments for you to make that contribution, pledge of $60, 60, and you can use any means to honor that pledge or ask for a invoice, or you can pay in installments, $60 for Silent Power by Stuart Wilde.
WBAI fan. They've always been, you know, the station that kicked butt and the station that said what you're not supposed to say because the people in power don't want to hear it. And I love that.
I have to celebrate you, baby.
Our guest today is Dr. Gwen Scott, a naturopathic doctor and former CNN news anchor. Dr. Scott is a master herbalist who has studied with the prominent alternative medicine practitioner, Dr. Deepak Chopra, and she has also studied with traditional healers in the Latino, Hispanic, and Native American communities. Today we have a must-have 3-DVD set in which Dr. Scott offers simple and easy natural remedies for some very common ailments. So if you'd like to learn how to stop a cold or flu in its tracks, cure an earache, eliminate scars, or make your own rescue remedies, this is something that you're going to want to have. Welcome, Dr. Scott.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to be talking to you. When you see articles or specials about irradiation, one of the things that the mainstream media says is that irradiation is harmless, and that in scientific studies, if you compare non-irradiated food to irradiated food, that it's the same, it has the same value, the same molecular structure. Many people don't buy it and are, you know, we're not consuming food that was labeled irradiated when these things were first coming out. And so obviously they've gone back to the drawing board on forcing their consumers. But really, what happens to food? What is irradiation, and what happens to food when it's irradiated?
Well, you know, you don't have to be a nuclear rocket scientist, whatever, surgeon, to figure out that radiation, we use it to kill things, period. And when these nutrients in our foods, the enzymes, the vitamins and minerals, are very delicate, and in microwaving is the same thing. You know, we embraced that technology because it got things on the table more quickly, but now we're looking at physicists and all kinds of scientists saying, you know, it rearranges the molecular structure that your body, and it's perhaps one of the reasons Americans are struggling with weight like they are. And one physicist called it food wad. He said, you know, it may look like broccoli or whatever, but when it goes into your system, your body doesn't know what it is because it's been so molecularly changed and altered. So it sort of stores it, as he called it, food water fat. And I've seen this where, Natalie, I've asked people, just tape your microwave closed for a month and see how your weight does. And they all report, in varying degrees, weight loss.
And this is because of the way the molecular structure of the food has changed from either radiation by irradiating food or the radiation from a microwave?
Exactly. They're different. They're different. But they all essentially do the same thing.
Which
zap,
is...
Zap. And we use the word zap, nuke. Somewhere deep inside of us, we know this is not the way we want to do our foods. And to me, the most important aspect of this is choice. We should have a choice. If we want organic foods unmolested, we should be able to get them. We should not have it mandated to us. Now, if you can grow your own, that's the way to go. If you know a local organic farmer, but most people don't, they go to the health food store and depend on those folks, you know, to bring their fruits and vegetables in a fairly clean, non-chemical, non-altered, whole food state. And this will change that dramatically.
The Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide 3-DVD set, and it really shows us the value in something like this, because for so many of us who, well, there's several aspects. One, when you think about laws like the Food Safety Modernization Act and facing limited choices, less choices, it becomes more essential to know how to take care of yourself naturally. It becomes more clear why something like a Survivor's Guide to Natural Medicine is important for people. And so, you know, I'm sure that you started putting this together before things like food safety modernization were on the horizon, just out of wanting to share what you know and what you understand and what you see people need as a practitioner. But times have changed, and this is now actually becoming critical and coveted, and maybe even one day contraband information that you've put together here in the Natural Medicine Survivor's Guide.
Yeah, you know, I had, what they say, rumors of war. I saw this happening, and I was hearing rumors from other countries, and I could see what was happening in this country, the systematic removal of all of our freedoms that we so cherish. And, of course, in my end of the world, that means natural medicines and herbs and good food. And so I had spent 30 years really working, as you said in the introduction, with all of these. And I don't want to forget the African-American community either, because I spent a good time in the Mississippi Delta working with some very old healers there. And what I've tried to do is go back to the basics, find things that are available to everyone that cost pennies. I hate elitist medicine. It doesn't. It's sacred. It wasn't ever meant to be a cash cow. And that did the job and did no harm. And I would say at this point, Natalie, anytime we do anything new in our healthcare regimen, we should be working with a practitioner. I mean, that's just the way we should be doing it, especially if we're taking any over-the-counter pharmaceutical drugs, because even the most benign herb will contraindicate with some of these drugs. So the pharmacist is your point person.
Mm-hmm.
They know which ones contraindicate with what herbs and supplements. An example, if you're on heart meds, most of them you should not even get near grapefruit, which is a pretty nutritious, benign thing. But when combined with this drug, causes problems. So always, no matter what, work with a healthcare, a professional healthcare practitioner. I have to say that because it's really true. I put this together from my heart and soul, because I did feel these days were coming, I'm sad to say, and that people would be a bit lost if most people in this country got into natural or alternative, it's called, medicine. Once everything was up and running, prepackaged, pre-prepared, go to the health store, it's all there for you. There are books, you know. But what happens if that all goes away? Where are the roots? Well, that's what I've spent 30 years doing, is finding the roots to all of these prepackaged, pre-prepared, nicely presented. But if they go away, what would you do? You wouldn't know. So that's what this DVD, it's over 4 hours. You know, I was laughing once, I thought, War and Peace. I didn't realize when I started it would be so much information. I didn't realize.
It's phenomenal. It really is. I mean, I'm really impressed. I've gone through the DVDs, and you packed so much information in here. And as I was watching, I was thinking, you know, I'm a trained herbalist, and I've also managed a holistic healthcare center. And so when I first saw the set, I thought, okay, you know, you see so many materials, new books, new box sets, and half the time they really don't have that much to offer. Or you cringe when you hear the things that they're sharing with people. And so I did not have high expectations when I popped in the DVDs. And I kept saying as I watched you and listened to you, I was like, that's right on point. This is exactly the kind of stuff that I love sharing, especially when I was a practicing herbalist, seeing clients. You know, I also called it kitchen medicine, and I also called it grocery store medicine. But the stuff that I love to share with people is the stuff that you can either roll right out into your yard and pick, or for those of us who don't have a lot of access to land, we can roll right into the grocery store, go to the produce aisle where the herbs and the roots are, and pick so much medicine. And I remember when I would share that with people, because one of the things that puts people off sometimes about natural medicine is that it's become a commodity, a very pricey commodity. And so a lot of times people just don't even get started because they think, oh, I don't have any more money to spend on, you know, going and buying these supplements and these herbs, and, you know, I'll just stick with what I've got going. And the great thing about kitchen medicine and grocery store medicine and garden medicine is that, like you said, it's pennies on the dollar, it's very accessible, it's very simple, and it's incredibly empowering. You know, when you are, you know, in a bind, you feel a virus coming on, and instead of, you know, having to go down to the drugstore and part with, you know, $10-$15 for something over the counter or even more, if it's a prescription, when you can go into the grocery store and for a few dollars, you know, buy an herb or a root and take it home and make a tincture or a tea or an oil extraction, and you're better, you know, you feel yourself getting better right when you start to take it. That feeling of not only, you know, am I getting better on my own, but it's, I'm getting better naturally. I'm getting better with something from the earth. That whole combination is so empowering, and you don't have that drug hangover that you can sometimes have when you take these medications that make you drowsy or have side effects like, you know, your stomach hurts. So, you know, you have a new problem is often what happens is you trade one for another.
All drugs, whether they're pharmaceutical, over-the-counter prescription, have a toxic nature to them. And it's in varying degrees, some extremely toxic.
Well, and I just remember recently there was a whole scare with the children's versions of those kinds of medicines.
Yeah.
And I guess several children and infants had died from taking the children's version. And then all of a sudden there was this giant recall. And, you know, one week it was like, don't give them to your kids. The next week it was give these particular brands. And you think to yourself, okay, if you just told me that children are dying, why am I even going to go back from recall mode into, you know, this particular lot is safe? So I think that at this point, consumers feel like they want an alternative. They need sound information. They need something affordable. And that's what Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide, is giving us. So I just want to remind everybody that we are in Fund Drive and that Dr. Gwen Scott is the creator of Natural Medicine, a Survivor's Guide. It's a 3-DVD set that we're offering today for your pledge of $150. 4 hours of just pure education, but not just education, practical education. It's how to. She's not standing on a pedestal saying, you should do this, you should do that. She's got her sleeves rolled up. She's right in front. She's got everything in front of her, all of the materials you need. She holds everything up for you. You can see it clearly in the DVD. And she shows you.